what's going on, Brozilla? It's your boy Jerry, the TRXpert Washington, and we're here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studios recording episode number 11. Today we're going to be talking about breathing. Specifically, we're going to be talking about why it's important to breathe in your workouts and when you should be breathing during your workouts. You know, a lot of my clients, they actually have this issue where they tend to hold their breath during their during our exercises, and they end up feeling all lightheaded, and we have to take time. So there's a technique that I actually use for my clients that helps them to breathe during their exercise routine. And so today I want to talk about that technique, and we're going to go even a little bit further today. We'll see how much time we have, but we're going to go a little further today, and we're going to be talking about meditation. We're not going to go too deep into it, but we're going to be talking about meditation. I have a meditation technique that I use that is very interesting. It's actually helped me get through some pretty tough times, and I think it might be able to get some benefit from it too. It's something that I actually learned from one of my mentors, Jesse Elder. You can check him out, jesseelder.com. But it's called the four-phase meditation. I think it's really, really, really good at if you have like one of those minds that goes a mile a minute. That's kind of like my mind. I have to sometimes just kind of sit down, meditate, and breathe it out. So we're going to talk about that today here on episode number 11. Hey, I really appreciate you listening to this episode. I hope you find value. And of course, share it if you do. Let's get into this episode. Episode number 11, Just Breathe. All right, so let's get right into it. Today we're going to be talking about breathing on this episode, and I want to talk to you today about how your breathing is affecting your workout. You know, I have a lot of people have asked me, Jerry, how do I breathe when I work out? And, you know, there's a few answers to that question, but first what I want to talk to you about is why you're holding your breath when you're exercising. I've seen people do this. I have had a few clients. I have maybe one or two that sometimes I have to remind to breathe, but I have had some clients in the past that really had some issues with breathing. In fact, I had one that almost passed out during his workout, and for that reason, I actually really dedicated myself to helping my clients learn to breathe properly in their exercise routine. So the first thing that I want you to realize is that exercise is not torture. See, the reason why a lot of people hold their breath is because they approach exercise like torture. You think about like if you're jumping into a cold pool or if you're bracing yourself for a punch, first thing you're going to do is tense up your body and hold your breath. And that's essentially the same thing that most people do when they're trying to exercise. They tense up their body and they hold their breath. And then they try to do as many reps as they can with one single breath, and they end up getting close to passing out. So that's the first thing I want you to think about is that when you're exercising, it's not torture, it's just practice. It's practicing making your body stronger. And that's simply all it is. Not torture, not pain, just practice. So that's part one. Now part two, we're gonna get a little bit more in-depth, a little bit more complicated. So we're gonna be talking about two different types of breathing. All right, so there's one type of breathing that where you're just kind of breathing through the reps, and that probably, it's more universal. It's pretty much what you would do for 99.9% of your exercises. What you're gonna do is that you're gonna first of all count out your reps. I can't stress enough the importance of how counting out your reps can help you breathe. So you think about it. Let's think about a push-up. When you're counting out your reps, if you're inhaling as you go down, and then you're exhaling and going up. When you exhale, you can count out that repetition. So every time you exhale, if you're counting out the repetition, that'll give you a clue as to when you're breathing properly. Because if you're not counting out the reps, then you're probably not breathing. If you're counting them in your head, you're probably not breathing. So count out the reps, whether it's yelling out loud or just kind of quietly to yourself. I think that's something that I tell all my clients to do, and it definitely helps them to keep a tempo of breathing in an efficient manner. So that's part two. Now part three is a little bit more advanced breathing technique. Now this is called the Valsalva maneuver. Actually, I believe I talked about this in one of my earlier episodes, but we'll go over it quickly again. So when you're specifically for a squat, this is mostly when you're having a load on your back or you have something that's going to impede your diaphragm. So what you're going to do is you're going to actually, let's go through this together because this is really important because a lot of people actually do this wrong. So what's going to happen is that let's take a breath together real quick. Just take a regular deep breath, how you normally take a breath. Inhaling and then exhale. Okay, so now we're going to take that same deep breath, and we're going to inhale. As we inhale, we're going to pull that region below your belly button and above your pelvic bone in towards your spine. You're just going to pull that in towards your back, and you're going to pull it nice and tight, so it's like you're flexing your abs, essentially. Now we're going to take that deep breath again, still holding that region tight. And then we're going to exhale, still holding that region nice and tight to your spine. Now, did you feel that? I bet you felt a little bit more powerful. Now, the reason why you felt powerful is, I'm going to use this analogy to help you understand why you're feeling more powerful in that way. You can think about it as, when you have your abs tense, that's like a laser. And when you have your abs lax, when you're breathing through your chest and not through that region we were just talking about, you're lax like a noodle. And when you're lax like a noodle, you can't push as much weight. You're not as effective because what you're doing is you're having to compensate for your core. You're getting all these micro movements of your body moving around. So you have to compensate for the fact that your body's moving and you can't push or pull or whatever you're doing in your exercise. You can't do it efficiently because you're compensating for the extra movements in your body. So what you want to do is to be the most efficient you can is you tense up that little area in your body and you exhale. So that's part one of the Valsalva maneuver. Part two is that when you're actually going into your squat, remember we're counting out our reps. So let's go ahead and inhale. We're inhaling. Think of yourself inhaling and you're going down, 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 down in your squat. And at the bottom of your squat, instead of exhaling, you're going to hold your breath for half a second. So you're going to hold your breath for half a second and then you're going to come up. So what it would sound like is you're going to inhale. And then exhale. So you're going to tense up that spot that we were talking about really tight as you hold your breath, and then you exhale while still holding that region in to your spine. And what that does, that helps protect your spine and helps you go straight up rather than having your hips move around and you have to compensate for not only a weight on your back but also your body moving around. So that's the ways that you're going to be breathing in your exercise routine. Those are going to help you be more efficient and effective in your exercise and your workouts. So we're going to take this a little bit further, take it into the real life lessons outside of the gym, and we're going to be talking about meditation. Now, I got my meditation method from a gentleman named Jesse Elder. He was my mentor for a little bit. We did a couple courses together, and that was really good stuff. But one thing I took away from him that really changed my life was his four-phase meditation technique. Now, I'm going to explain it to you briefly. If you want to learn more about it or read more about it, you can actually go to my website, generalfitnesscompany.com, and /how to meditate. And if that doesn't come up there, I think there's a search that you can do on my website, and you'll find it that way. But there's a whole article that I wrote on how to meditate, and essentially it's the expanded version of what I'm going to tell you today. So that four-phase meditation technique is actually really interesting. I used it to get through a lot of tough times in my own personal life, and I hope that maybe it'll push you to practicing meditation a little bit more. So I said, we're going to do this a little short because I don't want to spend too much time on this. Like I said, you can go over to the website and check it out. But phase one is where you just clear your mind. You do what's called becoming present. As you know, that is essentially just clearing your mind of all the thoughts that you have from before, from the history, and what you think might come, and just focus on what's going on right now. So all the sounds that you hear, what your body's doing, how you're feeling, that's being present. So that's part one. Part two, you're going to start priming your mind by thinking of things that made you successful or successful things from your past. And then part three is you start thinking about what you want from the future. Think about if you want a Lamborghini, think about what the Lamborghini looks like, what it smells like. Think about yourself driving it, every single aspect of what you want. And part four is just sitting in peace and just the acceptance of where you are right now. So that's a short rendition of how you would meditate using the four-phase meditation. As I said before, it's definitely helped me a lot through some tough times. As an entrepreneur, you experience a lot of tough times. And as the company is growing as it is right now, experiencing even more tough times and fires I have to put out. The more you grow, the more you have to do. Which is, it's fine by me, it's really fun, but I'm glad I have meditation as a tool to help me when it gets a little stressful. So I hope today that you learned something about your breathing, how it can help you, how you can be stronger through your reps, whether you're pushing, pulling, or lifting something. And I hope that what you can do is take that breathing and apply it to your meditation and practice more meditation. Because meditation, it may not be for everyone, but I would say if you haven't tried it, at least try it. And don't just try it once. At least try it for at least a week. See if you feel a difference. And for the most part, I guarantee you, you'll at least feel a little bit calmer in your everyday life. So that's all we have for today. This is episode number 11. Really proud of this one because, well, I'm proud of every one of them. Why not? Yeah, I actually am proud of this one just because it feels a little bit more natural. We're starting to get a little flow. It seems like we're getting a little momentum with these episodes and starting looking at the stats. I've been looking at the stats and seeing more people watching these episodes. So I really appreciate you out there. And we'll talk real soon. That brings us into our conclusion of episode number 11. Yeah, we talked about breathing today. I hope you got some value from that. I hope you learned a little bit about how you should be breathing in your workouts and how you can be more effective in all your lifts. Because if you're breathing properly, it can totally be a game changer. I guarantee it. So anyways, if you found value in this episode, I really encourage you to, wherever you're consuming this content, just leave a review. Whether it's 1 star or 5 stars or anywhere in between, it's greatly appreciated because your reviews are my oxygen for this podcast. The more reviews we get out there, the more of a possibility we can be found and more people we can help. So every review helps. If you're not reviewing, at least share it with your friends or your family or our arch nemesis, Bob down the street. Because we know about Bob. Bob's always talking about all the stuff that he thinks he knows about. But in all actuality, Bob don't know jack. So help Bob out. Help him learn a little something about breathing today. Help your mom, help your dad, help your friends. Help someone that you know that might be struggling with their workouts. Well, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you listening today. And we'll talk real soon. And as always, keep good company.